How to Bring Men to Christ by R.A. Torrey. Chapter 10. Dealing with those who wish to put off a decision until some other time. Number 1. There are several classes of those who wish to put off a decision. One of the largest is compiled of those who say, I want to wait, or not tonight, or I will think about it, or I will come tomorrow night, or some such thing. Use Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. The inquirer, having read the passage, ask him when it is that he is to seek the Lord. And when he answers, while he may be found, ask him when that is, and then drive it home. Ask him if he is sure that he can find him tomorrow, if he does not seek him today. Or you can use Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. It is well, after he has read this verse, to ask the one with whom you are dealing with what becomes of the one who, being often reproved, hardeneth his neck. And when he answers, he shall be destroyed. Ask him how he shall be destroyed. And when he answers suddenly, ask him if he is willing to run the risk. Or you can use Matthew chapter 25, verses 10 through 12. Ask him who it was that went into the marriage. And when he answers, they that were ready, ask him if he is ready. Then ask him what happened after those who were ready went in. Then ask him where those who were not ready were. Then put it to him. Are you willing to be on the outside? Or you can use Luke chapter 12, verse 19 through 20. Ask the inquirer for how long a time this man thought he had made provision. Then ask him, if God should call you tonight, would you be ready? Matthew chapter 24, verse 44 is especially effective in dealing with those who say, I am not ready. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21 can be used with good effect. An excellent way to use this verse is by asking the person whether he would be willing to wait a year and not have an opportunity under any circumstances, no matter what came up, of accepting Christ. When he answers, no, I might die within a year, ask him if he would be willing to wait a month. Then bring it down to a week and finally to a day. And ask him if he would like God and the Holy Spirit and all Christians to leave him alone for a day and he not have an opportunity under any circumstances of accepting Christ. Almost any thoughtful person will say no. Then tell him that if that is the case, he had better accept Christ at once. Dr. Chambers was the first one to use this method, and it has been followed by many others with great successes. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1, James chapter 4, verses 13 to 14, Job 36:18, Luke 13, verses 24 to 28, Luke 12, 19 to 20, John chapter 8, verse 21, John chapter 12, verse 35, John chapter 7, verse 33 to 34, can also be used with this class. Number 2, those who say, I must get it fixed in business first, and then I will become a Christian. Or, I must do something else first. Matthew 6, verse 33 is the great passage to use in such cases, for it shows that we must seek the kingdom of God first. Number 3. Those who say, I am waiting God's time. If one says this, ask him if he will accept Christ in God's time, if you will show him when God's time is. Then turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, or Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15. Number 4. Those who say, I am too young, or I want to wait until I am older. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1 is an all-sufficient answer to such. Matthew 19:14 and Matthew 18:3 are also good passages to use, as they show that youth is the best time to come to Christ and that all must become children, even if they are old, before they can enter into the kingdom of heaven. It is oftentimes wise in dealing with persons who wish to put off a decision until some time in the future to use the passages given for the indifferent, until such a deep impression is made of their need of Christ that they will not be willing to postpone accepting Christ. In dealing with those under number 1 above, it is best to use only one passage and drive that home by constant repetition. One night I was dealing with a man who was quite interested, but kept saying, I cannot decide tonight. I quoted Proverbs 29, verse 1. To every answer he made, I would come back to this passage. I must have repeated it a great many times in the course of the talk until the man was made to feel not only his need of Christ, but the danger of delaying and the necessity of a prompt decision. He tried to get away from the passage, but I held him to this one point. The passage lingered with him, and it was emphasized by the providence of God. For that very night, he was assaulted and quite seriously injured. And he came the next night with his head bandaged and accepted Christ. The pounding which he received from his assailant would probably have done him little good if the text of Scripture had not been pounded into his mind.